Sunday. And I think it. Morning. What's so good about it? Did you watch the whole game? Yeah, I watched well. The Michigan State game was good. The Michigan game wasn't very good. Yeah, I went to bed at halftime, but then I woke up early and I watched it off my DVR, you know, the last half in about basically 15 minutes. Yeah, you know, they were a good team, and it's going to take a little time for this team, though. They had some injuries, too, so we'll see. It might be a long season. Let's have to see. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm about, listen, I think 10 minutes out. All right, it should work out pretty good. I'm just pulling out of the driveway. I'll be at the office in about 5 and get things opened up and the lights on and pull the van out. Just got to check the oil, make sure we got gas. I should be kind of ready when you get there. Things will at least be open. Where are you right now? I'm just pulling out of my place, so I am Crooks, just getting ready to turn on Maple. Okay. I guess I don't actually know where you spend your nights. Yeah, I have an apartment right here at Maple and Crooks. So not far from airport, not far from where my old office was, and really not too far from where this office is, so it's a convenient location, nothing fancy, just something, I mean, it's a nice two-bedroom apartment, just, you know, someplace to bed down. I've got most of my investment in my toys, you know, and my company, so I got my hangar all cleaned out last night. That was a major effort. It's kind of like, you know, you clean your house for your maid. I'm just, my mechanic's coming in on Monday to pull my engine. I didn't want the place to be a mess, so he can come in and destroy it. Okay, by the way, you need to hold that mic closer to your mouth. Your audio is, like, getting lower and lower and lower. Yeah, it's because... Here you go, sorry. That's because I'm getting lit with my microphone. How's that? Better? Mucho. Mucho gusto. Yeah, so that was a project last night. Went over and saw Marty get all this stuff in the morning, so it was a pretty long day and kind of today will be relaxing compared to that. The game I really care about, I am a Michigan fan, but I'm more of a Lions fan than a Michigan fan, so the game I'm really interested in is the Lions game. Hopefully we'll be home and maybe, if I'm lucky, butt in chair by 4:30. Yeah, I think that shouldn't be a problem. All right, well, I'm just coming up to Big Beaver on 75, so... like 5 minutes out. All right, that'll time out real good. I'm just coming up to Rochester Road. I did see something on the news about construction and I-75 being closed by Schaefer, so we'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah, I don't think that should be a
problem, I think. Let's see. Oh, well. Actually, yeah, it might be. All right, well, we'll let Waze tell us the best way. Yeah, this hour, whatever detour they have, shouldn't be a big deal. Or we just think about taking 696 over to Southfield, shoot down Southfield, go down that way, just avoid it all. Might not take any longer anyway. All right. Hey, thank you. Okay. About to exit. Here you be up here.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey. This is Benjamin speaking. Anybody out here today?
This is KFA-EDQ listening.
WRO and WABD.
NAWRO, go ahead.
They got your little town closed off already. I'll get through the gates. I'm not worried about that. But we were going to go have that pancake breakfast, but the cops won't let anybody in town. My son tried to get in town, and they wouldn't let him.
If you can get yourself through the Lowell Plank Road, then you can park on my street. Can you get through Lowell Plank?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of arrows in my quiver.
So what I did, Wally, is I got my car parked on the street for one spot. Do you need two spots? There's some spots left still.
No, I just need one spot. I'm going to just go grab the kids at a local restaurant, and then I'll head up there because it's getting crowded fast, I guess.
Okay, if you get to past the Little Plank, so you're eastbound on Ridge Street, up to my house, you'll see my car. It's got the ARP signs on it. I'll be on FBI. Get a hold of me, or if that doesn't work, by phone, and then I'll move my car so that you can have that spot.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, I'm driving a big white truck, and I'll get through. I'm not too worried about it, but I'll just go over there by Richmond Forest, go up Low Plank and turn right on Ridge. And then I'll find you.
Correct. My brother-in-law said the city PD is there. Just let them know it's my address, my name. They will let you through.
Very good. See you in a minute. Actually, probably about 10, 15. W8.
That'll work. I'll be on HD. NAWRO.
KCAKTLWADD. You looking for me, Tom?
NAWRO, NAWRO, KCAKTO.
K8RUH, what's going on, Tom?
Hey, Anthony. I was trying to get in touch with Tim. He lives in Richmond. I was to see if there was an extra spot in his driveway in front of his house that I can meet up with him and Wally for good old days.
Very cool. Yeah, I heard you calling out, and I figured I left him some space, and he didn't call back, so I figured I'd say hello.
To you, fine, sir. You going up to Richmond good old days, or are you and the kiddies doing something else?
I'm actually on my way home. I met a friend to shoot bows this morning, and now I'm on my way home. You know what? I forgot that good old days was going on, and it's been years since I've been there.
You know, Wally said that he was going over Tim's and meet up there. I said, oh, that sounds interesting because there's some type of parade that's happening, so I figured I'd meet up with all of them. Go see all the shindig up there, or down there.
Yeah, that's down there for you.
Yeah, exactly, so he was around somewhere. Drop by and take a look-see.
Cool. Well, I will let you try to get a hold of those guys and have a good day, and I will catch up with you soon. I'll be in the car for about another 20 minutes or so, but have a great day. It is beautiful out. Enjoy it.
Oh, I definitely will with a sweatshirt and jeans. It's too cold for me.
Today is the first day I've wore jeans since probably May or April.
Yeah, I wore them yesterday because it was a little, you know, up on the water was a little chilled. So. My hoodie all up. Dust, so I gotta change it into something else.
Yeah, I saw you guys had a barbecue. Where were you guys at? Was that at Stony or at Metro Park?
That was Metro. You should have come up. Join the party.
You know, I thought about it, and then I had, unfortunately, had stuff to do. I would have loved to put some faces with names, that's for sure.
We'll get to another get-together, or, you know, hit up to the Breakfast Club on Saturday morning.
NAWRO.
There you go, Tom.
NAWRO, KCKK. Where are you at, Tim?
Back at the base, for some reason my HT wasn't working. I caught all that conversation. Good morning, Anthony, I believe it is. There's room behind Wally's truck, and there's also room directly in front of my house on the south side. You just got to talk your way past the Low Plank Ridge roadblock. Just tell them who I am, where my address is at, and that you're parking there, and that way you can get out. You're welcome to park here.
Awesome. Send me your address on, text me your address again so I know exactly which house it is. And then we'll be up there in a little bit.
Will do. It's also, my car is on the street with the arch signs on it, so it'll be directly in front of my car. I'll text you the address now, NAWRO.
Sounds good, sir. I got to program the DMR simplex in there. I got the wrong concrete. You got to go to hop him out of here shortly. ATKKO.
Have a good day, gentlemen. This is K8RUH, and I will be listening.
N-A-W-R-O, I now have a radio that works HT-wise. I'll be down the street, Tom, but get a hold of me by phone or by FBI, and I'll text you that address. N-A-W-R-O, clear QSO.
Take it easy, Anthony. I'm going to program my radio, though. Laugh out loud. Have a good trip. I'll talk to you soon. KGO clear for now.
Tim, that was pretty good breakfast for $14.
WAPD. Yeah, we used to make that too when the kids were little. So whatever you guys want to do, we're at the other house now starting to set up. Nothing's really happening yet, though.
Yeah, we're heading back. Grab some lawn chairs. We'll figure this out. So... we're walking here. I'm totally not being in bad directions. See you in a minute. WAPD.
NAWRO, looks like Tom might be joining us as well.
That's fun.
WAVD NAWRO about face. WAVD from NAWRO.
NAWRO KJ.
NAWRO, go ahead.
The street.
Yeah, I'm looking down the lineup. It might be on the west side of the trail now. If you can get on the south side of the street, park there, and just start hiking down this way east. We're set up here.
I got eyes on him. He's got eyes on me.
Copy that. NAWRO.
WAP.
WDAKLL.
WDAKLL, KFA, DRC.
Well, good morning, Jack. How you doing this Sunday?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, doing pretty good. As Sheboygan Bob would say, if it was any better, I'd be, it'd be illegal.
That's good old Bob.
Yeah, I haven't heard him today. So, you're going to be watching them Lions kick off today at 4:30. They're playing the Packers.
Right now, yeah, but if something came up, then I gotta go.
Try to do that. Yeah, I haven't even looked around on the HF side this morning yet, but we'll see what today brings.
I was 4 minutes ago on the HF. Nothing going on. I was on 10 meters, then it went to 14. There's one guy on 14. And but I didn't know. I didn't go on the 40. So I don't know what to look like out there.
Yeah, there's a few POTUS stations out there yesterday, and then I think there's a like a Route 66 contest going on the HF side.
Yeah, but we did good yesterday. You know, Columbia and
where did you guys get
France
all these police
and,
cars and police officers from?
I don't know. I forgot what else was out there. I talked to all of them.
I think I heard a station out there. Go ahead. Guess not. I thought I heard Wally out there, but maybe not. Yeah, the 10-meter was pretty much all southern stations, Brazil and that Colombia.
I was surprised on Brazil. You're right. I talked to them, too.
Yeah, Jen just left to go down to Lake Orion to do hair, doing some hair for her family there, but she just left, so I'm just chilling out. Going to watch the game this afternoon and, yeah, do nothing.
Yeah, you never know what this evening going to come up with. There's a little bit of wind blowing, so, you know, maybe the band is open tonight, too, but this morning on the GMRS, I heard somebody out there that was talking to Ohio. Hey, how am I sounding in this way? Because I'm on a medium-low power.
That sounds really good, Jack. I can hear you 100%, full modulation, no background popping, nothing.
Well, I guess so. That 96 is really very powerful when it comes to the audio. So you put it on medium, it says, oh, no, you know, you over-modulate. So I went out there yesterday, me and Sean, we got it straight up. I went on that medium low, and he said he's sounding good.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it at all. You sound really good for sure. All right, Jack, I'll cut you loose here. Good hearing you out there. I'm not sure I'm going to go out and mow my yard yet or not. Debating whether to let it go another day, but we'll be listening. WDAKLL after years.
Yeah, I would let it go because if I just looked at the weather, there's not even a drop of rain coming down all the way to Sunday. You believe that? Nothing but sunshine and a cloud, and that's all. And one of the days is going to be in the 80s. I think that was Thursday.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody this morning. They were telling me the end of the month is supposed to be back up in the 90s, so we're going to get another blast of heat here, it sounds like.
Yeah. All right. I'll listen out to the finals. Take care. Have a good day. KFA-DRC.
Okay, Jack. Have a good one. WDAKLL clear.
FIK testing. WATIJ.
AVAPR.
Talk, don't push the button.
I was wondering that myself. I thought maybe my radio was acting up. This is K8ZTV.
Hi, Tom.
Image.
Hey, I just got your message. So this repeater is something I can use for that. I will get that programmed into the other radio.
Yeah, go for it. By all means, I don't really care. So if you want to use this thing to, as your own little node, go for it, man.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I think I remember how to program that in that radio. Is this the one in your apartment?
No, this one's up. hospital. It's the T6 and this one are both at the hospital.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you. I'll get back inside. I will get that figured out. I appreciate it. is it the same setup as, like, as far as talk groups, as I use any other ones, like 2416 and all that, or any talk group I want to point it to?
It's carbon copy of 4425. So, yeah, you can light up whatever talk group you want on this thing. I don't really care. So, it'll do all the things.
Okay, cool. I appreciate it. It sounds like fun. I missed back in the days. I used to live in a place where I could put up a wire antenna and do HF and all that stuff. But I can't do that at this point in life, so this will be a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of in the same boat right now. But luckily I actually have a 7300 remote base at my parents' place, so I can still remote into that and run HF that way for now.
Oh, there you go. How's the radio sound that I'm talking on right now?
Yeah, it sounds good. There's that Roger beep at the end, though.
Oh, I know. I need to turn that off. This is one of them new Baofeng UV5R minis. Dan and I got a pair of them to play with, and it actually works pretty well for what it is.
Good stuff. Yeah, I've got a couple of valves, and I've got a UVK5. And I really like the K5. I put the custom firmware on it, so it does a lot more things than it's supposed to.
WAFIK. Well, that sounds like fun. I've become quite the HT collector. I think I'm up to like 24 now. Different colors and brands and all that. I'm having a ball with them.
And I still have a problem.
You do, it's just a different problem than what I have.
I guess it's not really a problem, it's just... never mind, it's a problem.
Well, you know, the ones that I collect, about half of them have been sent to me for free, either by companies wanting me to write reviews on them or people who just said they didn't want them anymore in Facebook groups, and I just told them to look me up on QRZ and send them to me, and they did.
That's fun. I don't need any more portables. I don't really have anywhere to put them. That's the problem. Like, they all sit on this ledge. I've got these, it's like this little ledge that goes across the wall. It's kind of like a windowsill, but it keeps going past the windows. And that's where I put them all. It's just kind of in a row. And I'm trying to not go past the window, and it's getting really difficult.
I can think of worse problems. You know, if you have any extras, let me know.
Yeah. Anyway. This is the most I've used. Oh, boy. This is the most I've used this portable for voice. It's a Kenwood THD7, and I only use it really, mostly use it just for packet stuff, but I guess voice works okay.
Yeah, the audio quality is excellent on it. That's for sure. It sounds really good. I can tell you're on a portable walking around your apartment because it wavers a little bit, but the audio quality is just, like, excellent.
Wonderful. Yeah. I don't think this portable is exactly on frequency anymore on UHF. It's okay on V. I think that's probably why I didn't really use it for voice that much, is because it kind of drifted off frequency on UHF, and whatnot. I know that the DTMF keypad, it either it's over deviating or it's just off frequency by that much, because if I press 3, nothing really actually decodes the number 3. Like, I've tried it on, when I had an all-star node, a simplex node, I would, like, try to use touch tones to connect it to something, and it always thought I was entering a macro instead of actually trying to connect.
Something like adding a little confusion to things. Question, when I put this into my radio to try this for the DMR stuff into this repeater, are there time limits? Like, say if I try to get into, like, that worldwide group or something to talk to people, is this going to shut me off in 5 minutes or something like the other one does?
So if you don't talk, if you don't key up within 10 minutes, it will drop it. If you key it up and you're actively talking, it'll keep it there.
Okay, I understand that. I understand, yeah. You don't want somebody just locking it onto something and walking away and tying it up for everybody. Okay, well, I'm going to have fun with that this afternoon. You got my brain going.
Yeah, I'll, the message or the URL for the dashboard, you can see that you're actually making it, and it'll show you your signal strength and RSSI and whatever.
Okay, cool. I will look at that. I've been trying to organize stuff. I've got all these different programmers for some of these radios that don't use chirp, and trying to organize where I store everything on my computer. It was a real mess. But I'm getting everything organized, so, you know. When you don't have a life, you got time to do that stuff.
Yeah, I wish I had that kind of time. But I don't. Oh, my cat. I wonder if cat has words of wisdom. I'm going to take that as a no.
Okay, well, I'm going to get going. Appreciate everything. I think this is the most I've talked to you. I appreciate it. I'm going to take that Roger beep off of here, and I'm going to go look at that information and try to figure this out. Oh, I also noticed on your repeater you don't have Taylor Swift.
No, that is an NACN repeater exclusive.
Drake, your cat comes earlier, you're off frequency.
Okay, he's right over the hill from me, so it comes in here really well. Whenever it comes on, I always get a chuckle on things he's put on there. Okay, talk to you soon. I appreciate it. Enjoy your evening. W8FIK. See ya.
Drake, your cat come to tell you that you're off frequency.
The radio, well, the dial is not off frequency, but the radio itself is, and there's not a whole lot I can do about that.
It sounds like it's not quite 5KC off.
Wonderful. I hope this thing isn't.
It sounds a lot better. It's not as loud, but you're on frequency.
Yeah, that's what I get for using a 25-year-old Kenwood portable.
Well, there you go.
Yep. All right. My timer just went off for the oven, so I gotta go put my pizza in. Anyway.
Have fun. KBSWR. Not in 20 minutes. KBSWR.
You may also check in on this net. Please call KDREQ. Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Please call.
Yeah, the squelch never drops either because it's HF. So if you're listening and it's bothering you, you just have to come back after 6 o'clock when the net's over. It's FYI. But Brett's taking check-in, so feel free to check in as long as you're a licensed amateur radio operator. You can check in on this HF net. KBSWR.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. Taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you are listening on Central Michigan Emergency UHF or VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call KDRHB.
Into the CC network, just FYI. Keep it SWR.
All right, very good, Jeff. Thank you. All right, we'll go ahead and get started. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. on or near a frequency of 3932 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5.346. Decimal 5 and 7.232 kilohertz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on DHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning AUXCOM in Michigan, including ARIES, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net, and regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KDRHB. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. Kilo 8 Juliet Bravo Delta, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra, Whiskey Alpha 4 Mike Lima Delta, Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, Kilo Echo 8, Zulu, Tango, Papa, In and Out, and November 8, Delta, Mike Hotel. These stations need not check in again. Other stations for the net, please call.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
Kilo Bravo 9. Romeo. Good afternoon, Don. I got you in there. Thanks for checking in. Other stations, please call.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima, X-ray, Rick and you, Lothrop, in and out.
Hand it over to our section emergency coordinator, Matt, Kilo, Echo 8, Delta, Oscar, November. Go ahead with your comment, sir.
KG8RAC, KE8DON, did you pick up the last check and it was a Kilo Foxtrot 8 station?
Yeah, I copied Kilo Bravo 9 Indy Alpha Romeo was the last one I heard, over.
Roger, you may have doubled with him. Kilo Foxtrot 8 station, can you give you a call again?
That was Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray, Rick and you, Lothrop, and I'll be in and out. Thanks for having the net.
Roger, I got you in there, Rick, and in and out. Thanks for checking in. All right, go ahead, Matt.
All right, so thank you, Ted. I guess I get my signal report implicitly from you. You are up to fair readable now, by the way. Good afternoon, everyone. Brett, thank you for taking the net this afternoon. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. A few things going on around the state this week. Tuesday evening, we continue our fall track planning. The exercise plan went out this morning. I'm sorry, I meant to send that out yesterday and missed. But anyway, it should be getting into your hands by now. If you don't see it in the next day or so, reach out to your DEC. And if you can't get your DEC, well, then reach out to me. Let's see here. Wednesday, a couple of things going on. The Michigan Public Safety Communication Interoperability Board, the MPSCIB as it's called, they have a quarterly meeting in person at the SEOC. And then in the evening, FEMA Region 5, the ARCCOM subcommittee for the rest will be meeting on June. Thursday, also a couple of things going on. We've got the Region 5, speaking of the records, we have our monthly subcommittee chair meeting where we plan the agenda for the month. And then the AUXCOM work group also meets this week, and that's on Thursday evening on Teams, which reminds me, I think I need to get a link for that. Last but not least, also on Thursday, I've got to get the monthly section report turned in. So looking for the numbers to continue to roll in this week. I hope everybody has a great week ahead. I hope the Lions do better than they're starting out with this afternoon. And with that, I'll say thank you, everybody. Stay safe and healthy. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, back to
tonight. All right. Very good, Matt. Thanks for checking in and your comments. Thank you very much. This gets the email regarding the simulated emergency test, so I'm going to get that distributed out yet this evening, so appreciate you sending that out to us. All right. I hope everyone enjoyed the weekend off last week for Memorial, or not Memorial, geez, for Labor Day, so thank you. So here we are. Got siren test coming up. I actually had a siren test yesterday and had a pretty decent result. But we're going to, over the next several months, we're going to be replacing all the sirens locally. So that's going to be a big improvement here in Calhoun County. So anyways, I'll go ahead and get back here on the list. Actually, one other thing, I'm going to be traveling up to Onaway State Park. So I'll get to try some different, maybe I'll get to try some of the links or something up there in that area and that I haven't got to do before. But we're going to be leaving Wednesday and come back on Sunday. But enough of that. I'll get back to the list. Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta. Go ahead, Jim.
KD8RSB in the net. This is K8JDB. Your name is Jim. I'm ECRO for Washtenaw County. We just did one for siren test here also, and the last one's coming up on October the 4th. So that means that October the 4th with the SEP is going to be a busy bit of time for us down here in Washtenaw County, but we will adapt and overcome. Other than that, not too much going on. Things are sort of settling in a bit. One good bit of news is the Washtenaw County RFC has applied for and has received a 1C3 designation. So we're going to start exploring what goodies we might be able to get for the Washtenaw Heartbeat for free. So we're sort of looking forward to that and seeing what we can do to expand our horizons, let's say. Anyway, with that, thanks everybody on the net there, and thanks to Brett for running the net. Back to you, this is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, very good, Jim. Congrats on getting that for your guys' club. So that'll be, hopefully that'll open up some doors for you guys and get some, maybe some new equipment. But, yeah, good deal. And thank you as well for being on the net. All right, we'll take, I'll do one more and then I'll take a quick standby. So the next one on the roster is Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra. Glad we were coming, sir.
This is PickUp5AX. I'm located in
City. And that's
that's on MI2. So throw those in there and you should be cooking with cooking oil there. Nothing else to report? Back to Matt. November 8, Delta Mike Hotel, Traverse City.
November 8, Delta Mike Hotel, Roger. Thank you for that. It's me going to Onaway State Park, so I appreciate that. I'll take note of these and give them a try this upcoming week, so appreciate it. Thanks for checking in. All right, next station, Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, yesterday was up at Berry County doing communications for their spring bicycle run. And today we had a Fort Custer park on the air for a while. That's about all I have. Back to that controller. KD8RHC, KD9IAR.
All right, very good, Don. Thank you for checking in. Thanks for helping out Berry County. I'm sure they really appreciate it, and really appreciate you going up there and helping them out. Thanks again, and hope you have a good upcoming week. All right, bottom of the list, last station I had was In-N-Out. So I'll take a stand. I'm wishing to join the net. Please call KD8RHB.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron Roger. Got you in there, standby. All our stations, please call. KD and RT. Right, nothing heard. Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron, glad we were coming.
Okay, this is KCYVF, Ron, Saginaw County, CRO. Not much going on for the county here, at least at this point. We did get the information for the SEP in October here. I will contact our emergency manager and see if they have any suggestions for a scenario relevant for our county in any of those. Many of the suggested scenarios that either we have already worked through or typically would not involve amateur radio, but there are just a couple of options in there. So we'll take a look at those. Generally, we would be activating our EOC for this. We would activate the radio room at our one hospital that has it. We could also set up a remote shelter. We will plan on doing something like that as well. And we'll see if you... thought at this point. Everyone have a good week. This is KC8YVF, back to that.
All right, very good, Ron. This afternoon, yep, and sounds like you got some good ideas going for the set, so very good. All right, I'll take a final standby. Any station out there wishing to check in, or anyone listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Link Repeater System, please call KD8RHB.
Delta 8, Juliet, Sierra, Romeo. I'll be one and done, in and out, mobile.
Station ending in Juliet, Sierra. This is Kilo Delta
8. Oh, Delta 8, Juliet, Sierra, Romeo. My name is Dar, Delta Alpha Romeo. I'm mobile, I'll be in and out, KD8, JSR.
JSR, Kilo Delta 8, Juliet, Sierra Romeo, Roger, thanks, Don. I got you in and out. Thanks for joining us. All right, anyone else, please call KD8 or HP.
This is KE8ZPP, Patrick and Flint. I don't know if I've checked in before, but I'll be in and out because I'm mobile.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu, Papa Papa, Patrick, and Flint, I got you in there, in and out. Thanks for checking in. Other stations, please call KD8RHC.
KE8WSH, Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, mobile, in and out.
Kilo Echo 8 and then ending in Sierra Hotel. What was the other one, over?
Whiskey Sierra Hotel.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, roger. Thanks for checking in, got you in and out. Anyone else, please call KD8RHB. Not gonna bite. Anyone wants to check in, please call. Calling what? Try one more time, okay? You're barely getting in, I think. Try again, over. Station calling, unable to copy your station, over. One more time.
Delta Lima something.
We'll try one more time. All right, well, we'll go ahead and move on. You're probably just a little bit too far away. All right, one last call. Call KD8RHB if you want to get added to the list for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps.
KE8ZRV.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Romeo Victor. Is that correct, over?
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Romeo Victor, that's correct.
Do you have any comments or are you in and out?
In and out, I'm mobile.
All right, very good. Thank you for checking in. All right, well, one more time, anybody? All right, thanks everybody for checking in. Appreciate all the in and out stations and mobile stations and the normal attendees. Let you guys get back. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you enjoy the rest of the day and have safe this upcoming week. We got some nicer weather coming up at the tail end, so very good. Everyone be safe. Again, this is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo. Close down, out.
N8OBU clearing the remote.
N8OBU got you for the lift. Thanks for, appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You were all noise. I don't know why, but anyway. KBSW.
Hey, very good. KBSWR, thank you very much. Yes, it was me. I was trying to get into the net. I was on a handy dot. I'm on a bigger station now.
Okay. Yeah, well, that makes a big difference. That one, like I said, you can turn your audio down. You're pretty hot, but you're making it on that one. You wasn't making it on the hand, though. So, not sure where you're at, but the repeater you're trying to get into is in Detroit.
Roger. Shouldn't be that far away. I'm in Taylor, Michigan, so about 12
miles. Please. Sounds good. Well, maybe next week. We have the net every Sunday night at 5 o'clock, so. And I passed your call along. I'm sure Brett will probably put you on the roster as checking in. 73, KBSW. I think you went too far because you didn't have any audio that time.
Okay, this should be a little bit better then.
I can hear you.
Hey, this is NADHD. I'll be pretty audible now.
You have plenty of audio. You went from not having it. Went from being loud to not having any, and now you're...
Okay, very good. Have a great day, and 73, thank you for all the help. This is an ADHD clerk.
Have a good day.
KBSW,
call clerk.
Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening.
Just wanted to say hello. Needed MHW.
Oh, even so. Yeah, I'm going to drop the connection here to UHF, so. We'll chat at you later. Bye-bye. Give it up for there.
CWF, CWF, audio check, 1-2, 1-2.
Sounds good there, CWF, KF8, BOX.
Thank you, sir. New radio, somebody said the audio was low, so I just found the mic gain.
Yeah, you could probably actually come up just a little bit more, just in case you ever get some noise out there so you get over the top of it.
Mobile.
Who is mobile tonight, KC or KJL?
Yeah, KC or KJO, November 8th, Delta, Mike Hotel, Mobile, Traverse City. Hey, DMH, mobile.
My battery guy.
Hey, when that happens. Ooh, you didn't sound very good.
I'm on an HD in Memphis. Where you look?
Okay, I got you that time. Well, how's your Sunday evening going, sir?
Well, the better half and I went and met up with Cam in Richmond for Richmond Good Old Days and hung out there for a little bit with them, and then we went to dinner and just came back home with ice cream.
Hey, that sounds like a winner. Oh, my better half is out with her her friends right now, and I got the whole place to myself, well, with the cat. So it's just me and the cat, and right now I'm mobiling to go get a car wash, which is my form of getting quarters to do laundry. So how's that?
Fun. I'm so glad I have a washer and dryer at the house. When we first moved in, I didn't have either, so we had to go down to the laundromat. I'm all done with that now, thank goodness.
Yeah, we've got, it's not in unit washer dryer. It's a shared washer dryer situation. So, we got to use quarters, and it's unfortunate how expensive it is to use coin-operated washer and dryer nowadays.
I lived in Marysville for a while and didn't have a machine there, so we ended up going to the laundromat, and it was like $20, $25 a week just in laundry alone.
Well, it gets worse because it's $2 per machine. $2 for the washer, $2 for the dryer. And, well, we got $30 worth of quarters, and, well, we were slacking a little bit, so we didn't get all of our laundry done. We just let it pile up. $30, and I'm still not done yet, so I got to get more quarters.
And that's just because that's just from you and the wife.
Yep, just me and her. It's like $40 worth of laundry. I mean, granted, we let it pile up. Usually, Usually we can get it done within like $10-$20, but yeah, when you let it pile up, not so much.
Yeah, I feel you, brother, I feel you. The trials and tribulations of a condo or apartment without a laundry service.
It's not like, I don't know, it's kind of dumb. It's not like the, you know, it's not like there's city water there. It's not like there's an active water bill. It's the building has its own well. So really all you're paying for is the dryer, which I can understand the dryer being $2 because it's an electric dryer. But the washing machine being $2? I don't know. Give me just a second. It's my turn to use the interesting computer thing there that they've got at the car wash. All right. Now it's dispensing my quarters.
What repeater are you on, KKKJO?
Well, it would be the NADMH-444.35 repeater in Traverse City.
That's in Holly.
Nope, Holly is 442.35 minus 444.35, and I put it on the MI1 network here, so Traverse City can be part of the MI1.
Well, thank you.
You're out there then, Traverse City? Yes, sir. All the way up here in this wonderful tourist town.
No, I thought you're the one that you said, you know, I got the repeater connected to MI1. I thought you bought the repeater and had the power, but you're on the Traverse City tower.
Yes, but I also own it. So it's a double whammy.
Well, you're coming in loud and clear through MI1, and I am in Memphis, which is the northeast corner of Macomb County by Port Huron. And very good.
Yep, I've been down near that area, so I know it fairly well. I'm actually headed down to Montcalm County tomorrow, so somewhat sort of close, not really.
I take it you fix radios then for your day job?
Yep, I work for Telerad.
Well, you're not the crazy cliff climber that wants the Mac, are you? Probably before, if you are.
You want to say that again? You dropped out a couple times.
That's the guy with the internet.
Bridge. Well, we don't have any repeaters on the antennas on the Mackinac Bridge, but we got a repeater in Mackinac City. I'm also part of the Charlevoix, Sheboygan, Emmett County Public Service Communication Organization, or CCCPSCO. Don't even bother trying to remember that acronym because you won't, unless you're part of the group. But, yeah, we've got the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network, and we work in conjunction with Central Michigan Emergency Network, and we make a bunch of awesome stuff happen.
You all make something awesome happen, and then you got the FBI repeater network down here in Macomb County, and then we got, all I can say is still ABATR. And that's, we got that one in Bloomfield, and then we got KK8LTS up in Detroit. So there's quite a few of you guys all linked together. And me as a ham, I totally appreciate 100% what you guys do out there.
Yeah, it's fun stuff, that's for sure. I mean, even though I do it as a day job, I honestly don't get bored of it. So
That's a win-win.
Maybe. When I win the lottery, I'll get a repeater frequency and have one of you guys all put it up, set it up, and I'll just foot the bill for everything. Just I'll have other people connected for me. Since all your minds are alike.
Yeah. If you really want to learn a lot about ham radio, build a repeater, man. That's like, even if it's at your house, like when you put together a repeater yourself, you tune the duplexer, you do all that stuff all by yourself, you'll learn quite a bit about RF. So it's a fun learning experience, I will say that much. Anyway, with that, the better half is calling me now, so I better answer the phone. Any of you, Mitch?
Any POH 73 KQQO are going to start making 2.5 pounds of bacon for the week. 73.